I'm David Taylor with Cineform.
This is Pontech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the LA Film Festival in the Little Theater on the campus of UCLA, one of the early days of the film festival here in late June. I wonder if you could tell me about what you presented here today at the LA Film Festival regarding technology.
Cineform's involved in post-production for high-resolution features. We focus mostly on filmmakers, but a little bit on broadcast and event people as well. But as we move from HD to 2K and 4K, we run into problems with traditional workflows because the data sets using a traditional workflow, which is uncompressed for high-end features, become very prohibitive. You have HD requiring 150 megabytes per second. It's 500 gigabytes an hour for storage. So it becomes difficult for especially an independent guy to have the visual quality that uncompressed represents because it's just too much storage and too much bandwidth. What Cineform focuses on is post technology that allows us to reduce the data sets to a manageable size on a PC or Macintosh architecture. We employ compression optimized for post-production. Compression has often had a bad rap in post-production for good reason. Most compression has been designed either for acquisition or distribution, but not post-production. What we focus on is compression technology that'll stand up to a multi-generation workflow, which of course is required in post. So our tools are oriented around minor, modest compression, and then real-time engines that enhance the workflow. So we can do multiple stream processing of, three, four, five, six streams in real time without requiring any rendering and without requiring specialized hardware. But for us, HD is kind of a launching point because we're involved in numerous 2K productions as well. And there's certainly a host of new cameras coming on the market that are going to be 2K and above. So we focus on those workflows for HD, 2K, some of the raw format cameras that are coming out, and so forth.
Now, every time there's a jump in technology, obviously it affects what you do quite a bit. What would you say are some of the most important developments over the past couple of years?
Well, that's a good question. And we view the world just a little bit differently than some other guys do, because we designed a post format specifically to operate on a CPU because we saw the trend of continuing CPU performance. And boy, we have not been disappointed. Some of the new architectures that Intel is coming out with are awesome. And so we designed our post-production tools to run efficiently on those architectures without the need for specialized hardware. So CPUs, very, very important. I think on a macro sense, from a filmmaker standpoint, things like 2K cameras that are on the horizon are very important. The adoption by the camera community of RAW formats, which has now been used in digital still cameras for a while, is very interesting. And so Cineform tends to take a role in embracing some of these new things as they come along, so that we can provide really cost-effective tools to filmmakers and, post-production systems for 2K that are less than $10,000, where traditional ones are, $100,000 or more.
When we're talking about Conroe and Yona getting into the hands of not just high-end filmmakers, but, students and independent filmmakers, what does that mean for your business down the road? Does it actually mean that you're going to start seeing customers with budgets that could never have afforded, high-end post-production before?
We are seeing those today. We have a lot of enthusiasm from customers who, a lot of these new guys are technology savvy. They understand the performance that these new processors are providing. They realize that we're kind of focused there. They realize that they can now produce professional-looking results without having big budgets. And that's one of the most exciting things to happen in the indie community. Creativity is not enhanced by money. Special effects might be enhanced by money, but the inherent creativity and storyline is really void of dollars and cents. So if we can now allow those filmmakers on smaller budgets to be able to tell their story in a professional way on a budget, then we've really succeeded. And that's what we love doing. Because in many ways, we as a company are like that also. We are not as large as an Avid or an Apple, at least the Final Cut portion of Apple, nor Adobe. But if we can enhance those workflows for those companies and adopt those for these indie filmmakers, then we've won too.
What kinds of films are we talking about from independents? I mean, I think of films that show up at film festivals, but I can imagine that people who make travelogues or, you know, anything that needs to be shot, if you want to put that in an HD format, this kind of technology is now within your reach.
It absolutely is. Yeah, we tend to focus on, you know, indie filmmakers and festivals and some productions going back out to film, but there's lots of special purpose content as well. And one other thing that we focus on, you know, this move to HD is interesting because there are so many cameras. They all have a different format. They're not compatible. How do you put all of that stuff on the same timeline? They're not all the same frame size either. And the approach that we've taken through a digital intermediate technology that goes through multiple generations is that we will convert all of that content into Cineform, will conform frame resolution, so we can put material shot with DVC Pro HD, you know, an HVX 200 that's 960 by 720 on the same timeline with an HDV clip or with an HD cam clip and so forth. And that becomes 100% seamless to people as well.
In 2-3 years, will you be able to recognize the post-production process, or will there be some pretty amazing things that that will change things pretty radically?
Well, at least right now, the trend that we see is towards bigger resolution. HDAY is certainly a plateau, but there's 2K cameras in the works, there's 4K cameras in the works, and son of a gun, at NAB there was an 8K camera. And all of these increases in resolution demand that we increase the processing horsepower that goes with it. So when we go from 2K to 4K, we actually quadruple the size of the image. It goes up by a square factor, and that puts increasing demands on both CPU power, memory bandwidth, and storage. And we're right on the edge to take advantage of that. As soon as Intel gives us a new chip with another gigahertz or faster memory, we're putting it to use immediately.
Add a lane, put more cars on it, but it also means the technology brings back better pictures and better experience.
Yeah, and when you focus, when it's a software implementation, not hardware, we can take advantage of it immediately. If you're doing a lot of your processing in hardware, if the CPU gets faster, it doesn't really matter because your hardware is the bottleneck.
Well, thank you so much for the podcast.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.